we are joined now by the head coach of the UAFS men's basketball team, Josh Newman. Coach, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Matt and Trey. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Talk about the toy toss this Saturday, December the 14th, at the Stubblefield Center.
Yep. Well, this is the fourth annual toy toss that we're going to have. We started this 4 years ago, and basically we tried to come up with an idea on how to connect our community with the children of our community. And basically what we've come up with is a toy toss. And when we score our first basket of the game, be it a free throw, a three-pointer, whatever, the entire crowd who has either brought a stuffed animal or brought a soft toy with them or picked up one at the entrance then throws the animal or throws the toy on the court in a celebration. And then those toys are collected and given to children in the River Valley over the holiday season to make, obviously, their dreams come true for Christmas.
So you must have a hockey background when the player gets the hat trick and they're throwing the octopi out there on the ice, huh?
Well, the only hat trick in my past is from soccer. So I didn't play
nice.
I didn't play hockey. But, you know, we kind of have an idea. There was a teddy bear toss a long time ago up in Canada, and we saw that, and we thought, hey, what a better idea, you know, to do than, you know, to have a toy toss. And it's been great. You know, last year we collected 8,000 soft toys, and that makes for a lot of happy children in our community. And what we've done is every year we have a different competition. And this year we have a competition with the public schools. Last year it was the private schools. Next year it will be the areas around the River Valley, Alma, Greenwood, Roland, and then the year after that it's going to be junior high. So we've kind of had this idea to continue to take this, you know, farther and farther. And, you know, it sounds like it's really taking fire and it's actually catching on, at, you know, throughout the state and hopefully maybe even throughout the country when it's all said and done.
And for some listeners up there on 103.1, what kind of toys are they? Because I heard you say soft toys. Do they have somebody that checks them at the door? Or, you know, what are kind of the biggest mistake, I guess, some people might bring in some kind of toy that they can't bring in?
Well, anything that can hurt the players or hurt the referees or hurt the coach, that's what we're trying to avoid.
Or hurt the floor.
So we're talking about stuffed animals. We're talking about Nerf footballs, even soccer balls. I mean, because what happens is when we score, I mean, it is just a collection, a rainfall of stuffed animals, stuffed toys. And, you know, the thing that we're trying to make sure is that the students don't get hurt, the fans don't get hurt. And so far it's been great. We haven't had any issues. And if somebody wants to bring something that's a hard toy, we just ask them not to throw it and just leave
right.
it at the door so we can collect it.
And, Josh, now, will the officials tee you up because the home fans throwing everything on the court?
They will. You know what, Matt? This is probably the only time I deserve a technical. And it's the only technical that I'm going to take with a smile because we do sacrifice 2 points, which is okay because in the big scheme of things, it's all about the children, it's about the community, and you know, it's just one of those things. So we'll take that. We'll take it for a great cause.
But you let them know it's coming though, right?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. Now we're playing Ecclesia, which is out of Springdale, Arkansas. And they have requested to partake in the event. In fact, next year they want to come back. And I can imagine right now that they'll probably bring toys with their basketball team. So
this is
really, truly a great event. And it's just amazing how many people have got behind it. You know, this year Taco Bell is a corporate sponsor with it. Arvest Bank, the league that we participate in, the Heartland Conference, has donated money to it. So there's so many people. I mean, I just got a phone call today that CC's Pizza is donating 50 toys. So before you know it, this entire community is rallying around the event, and it's really special. It really is to see so many people give back.
You're right, and anytime you're in a chance like that or a situation to give back, you always take advantage of it. And looking at your team this year, what are you kind of expecting? Haven't really followed UAFS as much, but what are y'all expecting to do this year?
Well, we're currently 6-0, and we're actually ranked 18th in the country. The new poll comes out today, probably within the hour, and my managers and my staff and my my players, they're watching that poll very closely. I would assume that we could be ranked as high as number 15th in the country by the end of the day. So we've got a really good basketball team. We get up and down the floor. We're exciting. We're trying to score 100 every single night. We play above the rim, and Matt might not remember this, but I saw Matt play when he was a sophomore in high school. I was an assistant at West Ark at the time, and I remember walking in the gym at Van Buren saying, that young man is going to be a pro, And, Matt, I'm glad you didn't disappoint. I could tell as a sophomore in high school you were a special player.
Well, Doc Sadler was there, and my mind's going blank on the guy that's the superintendent of we saw him last year at the Little Rock. I cannot think of his name, but he was an assistant coach there for Doc Sadler. What is his name? But those were some of the first camps I ever went to, were those camps there at West Ark, and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, you know, what my job was, you know, as an assistant back in 98, I really got to see what West Ark was all about. And my job, you know, Trey, Matt, when I took this job was, I knew we were transitioning from junior college to Division II. And I wanted to make sure that we could continue being a top 25 program. And as a junior college, you know, everybody in the country knew about West Ark. And now I'm trying to make sure everybody in the country knows about UAFS. And this is the first year we've been ranked. It's taken us, you know, 5 years from the transition, but I'm extremely excited where our guys are and where the program is. And we're trying to be that perennial top 25 from here on out.
Well, Coach, good luck Saturday in the game, and also good luck with the toy drive. Last year, more than 8,000 toys collected. It's 7 o'clock Saturday, this Saturday, December the 14th at the Stubblefield Center. Tickets are what?
You know what? For 12 and under, they're absolutely free.
Nice.
Which kind of makes it the best ticket in town. And then if I'm not mistaken, I think it's $6 for an adult. Parking is free. Popcorn's cheap. Nachos are cheap. It's a great place for a game of family to really get out and enjoy the game.
You mean I can't get $8 popcorn like if I go to AT&T Stadium down in Dallas?
You might be able to feed your family for $8 at the Stubblefield Center.
I like it, Coach. Thanks so much, Josh, and good luck this season and good luck with the event.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.